You're listening to the IFL TV podcast in association with Lonsdale MTK Global, sponsored by William Hill. This is Coogan Kessler for IFL TV, proudly sponsored by Everlast. We're at PWR Gym here in Essex. The very elusive Ricky McFarlane finally joins us for a one-on-one on IFL TV. How are you, mate?
Would like to have a real one-on-one with you, Coo. Shinkafi might have me.
I wouldn't want to have a one-on-one with me either, mate, to be honest. Listen, we've obviously been coming in this gym since you guys have been open, and we've seen kind of the progression of it. I'm assuming it's nearly kind of complete. Everything seems to be in here, but I'm sure you're adding to that.
Yeah, adding to it each week, trying to improve it each week. It's one of those things. No one's really done anything like this in this country to date. So, you are finding your feet with every new addition, and you are trying new things and new scheduling plans, but it's proving to be quite successful.
Good to hear, good to hear. Now, when you come into this gym, there is a wealth of boxing talent, both on the amateur circuit, but also on the professional circuit, more so as well. And it's thriving like it was been today, but you've had huge names that have been kind of coming here and using your facilities because A, they like it, and B, they feel comfortable.
Yeah, no, you know, it's a pleasure to come and work. Gives you a little bit of stress thinking, blimey, like, these ain't normal Joes. These are world level athletes. And it's, as you've seen this morning, we've had 30 in a 4 or 5 hour period. But I wouldn't want it any other way. Baptism of fire, I suppose, for a brand new gym.
Now, just going back to last summer, I believe, where Billy Joe Saunders obviously was here. He did several interviews down here, and obviously people were aware that he was down here. When looking at the shape Billy Joe's in today, he wasn't in that shape come a few months ago. But, this is just from my point of view, kind of just seeing that early stages of Billy Joe's shape, the transition of it. You guys here had a lot to do with kind of that prep work to kind of put him in contention to what he looks like now.
It's obviously a huge team effort with, the shape Billy Joe looks in phenomenal shape now. And he was here for a while before the Martin Murray fight, really worked his socks off. It was good for the younger lads as well to see someone at that level really pushing themselves to the limit every day and being here every day. But since then, looking towards the Canelo fight now, the lads have done an unbelievable job with him. He looks in top shape, and I'm sure he's going to perform unbelievable on the night.
Yeah, I mean, May the 8th is kind of quickly approaching round in Billy Joe's biggest fight of his career to date. And it's the fight that he's always wanted, and he spoke about it numerous times before the Martin Murray fight. It was a fight that kind of was announced last year, then it wasn't, and then there was talk about it happening in September. It didn't. It was almost like a lost year for Billy Joe regarding Canelo, but he has got the fight, and I mean, he's more than capable of doing this. It's difficult, it's going to be difficult, but he's more than capable of doing it.
I think he's Canelo's worst nightmare. You think he has it all his own way. Generally, with most opponents, I don't think this time he's going to get it all his own way. I think Billy Joe's going to cause him some serious issues.
I think that's the kind of common opinion looking at. No disrespect to anyone. Listen, Callum Smith is a worthy opponent to anyone.
Yeah.
But over the last sort of few opponents that he's had, it's all very well kind of talking up before the fight, but then what matters is what happens on the night. And I think for a long time, people have said that Billy Joe is the sort of person to trouble Canelo the most.
Yeah, 100%. 100%, And having seen him move with my own eyes, he is phenomenal. He does things and you think, how has he just done that? And that sometimes, or that most of the time, is the difference. You've got good fighters and then you've got fighters that do things and you think, how have they on earth? Like, how have they done that? And he's Billy Joe's one of them that does it repeatedly. So I think, I've got Billy Joe to win very, very well.
I think from the outside, when we kind of look over Billy Joe's career, Rick, we see, we've seen pictures of him kind of out of shape and out of condition, etc., kind of, consistently, I suppose, over the last few years. But we know when it comes to fighting, obviously, when he's in camp, he takes it very seriously. But at that initial period, when you looked at him and thought, right, OK, you've got the fight coming up with Murray in December, etc., and you looked at him, and I was here as well, and you know, are you thinking to yourself, this is going to be a challenge to kind of get him into shape here? Or are you thinking, it's Billy Joe, so he knows ultimately what he has to do?
Yeah, he's such a seasoned pro as well. Like, even like Billy Joe out of shape is very fit. It's mad. You'd think if someone's out of shape, they're going to struggle with certain things. He was beasting some of the fit pros in here. And he's got that, you know, that never quit attitude as well. Once he is doing something, it's honestly you're lucky if it averages done that. But I wouldn't expect no less from a truly world level fighter. So it was no shock to how fit he actually was. He was very fit. So.
Well, we'll see whether kind of the last year or so has obviously paid off, and we hope it does for Billy Joe on May the 8th, which is, like I said, 2.5 weeks away. So, yeah, but I think you've got Dennis McCann coming in here later. You've had O'Hara Davis in today.
O'Hara. Dennis is in a bit. Michael Burke, Jamie Robinson. You've seen the abundance of the lads just been in. It's probably, 8 world titles in kickboxing and MMA in the gym in the last 4 hours. If you look at, Charlie Peters, Evan, he's won 3 junior world titles, he's only 21. There's so many in here. You feel bad naming a few because then you forgot the other 21. And with me concussion issues, I do tend to forget everyone's name. So we had Kell Brook in here, obviously, before the Crawford fight. It's just every week brings a new name, a new challenge. And we just keep adapting and keep moving.
Okay, well, Ricky, thank you very much for talking to IFL TV. Is there anything else you'd like to add before we finish?
Follow Power on Instagram.
Straight to the point. That's what we like you, Rick. Thank you very much for talking to us, and hopefully we'll catch you again soon. Thanks for listening to the IFL TV podcast, sponsored by William Hill, in association with Lonsdale MTK Global.